Good evening. First, I'd like to thank you for the prayers that I know you've offered for me today. And I hope that I'm able to bring the message that God has put upon my heart and that I could, that I'll do a good job delivering it to you. I had a hard time getting started with this week. I didn't really know where to start, and then I had a hard time stopping. So I have quite a few scripture references, and I don't know if I'll get them all in, and I may or may not make a lot of comments. But basically, what I'd like to talk about this evening is Christ's Sermon on the Mount. And there is just so much within that that there's no way that anybody can get that done in one evening. And I'm not going to try to. I'm just going to talk about the first 16 verses and pretty much concentrate my efforts there. Because a lot of times when you hear this, the first 16 verses are just kind of breezed by and not much is said. And there's a lot said, and said so eloquently in just a few words. And so important is the Sermon on the Mount that Christ gave that here in over in Jerusalem. He gave that to those people there. And he gave it to the Nephites here when he came to this continent. And he gave it almost word for word, and that it was important that both peoples, even though they were separated by the seas, heard it the same way and heard the same words. So for my... I'm just going to read a scripture that I have written here in 1 John 10:16. Other sheep I have which are not of this fold, but them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. And I think this just brings out the importance of why Christ did this. That he wanted there to be, that he wanted it to have one voice and one shepherd. So if you would turn to Matthew 5, chapter 5. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain, and he was set, and his disciples came unto him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. I kind of like to go back through the first 8 verses and just kind of pull some other scriptures in and try to clarify them a little bit and try to generate, get us to generate some thoughts. And the first reference I have is Psalms 51:16. Through 18. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delight not in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit and a broken and a contrite heart. O God, thou wilt not despise. So here he says, Blessed are the poor in spirit, and theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And that's what the poor in spirit are, broken heart and contrite. In 2 Nephi, chapter 1, verses 71 through 72. Wherefore redemption cometh in and through the holy Messiah, for he is full of grace and truth. Behold, he offereth himself a sacrifice for sin, and answer the ends of the law, and unto all those which have a broken heart and a contrite spirit, and unto none else can the ends of the law be answered. And in Isaiah 57, verses 15. For thus saith the High and the Lofty One that inhabiteth eternity, whosoever name is holy, I dwell in the high and the holy place, and with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble, and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. In verse 4, he says, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. And on John 16, 6 through 26. But because I have said these things unto you, sorrow hath filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away, for if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin, and the light, and the righteousness of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and yea, ye see me no more. Of judgment, because of the prince of this world is judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when ye said the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you unto all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever ye shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you the things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore I said that I shall take of mine and shall show it unto you a little while, and ye shall not see me, and again a little while ye shall see me, because I go to the Father. In John, I don't think they really understood what he was talking about there, when he was talking to him. But I believe that's what he meant here when he said, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. He's talking about those that are mourning after his own death, and that they would be comforted with his return, and be comforted with the joy that that brings to us. In 2 Corinthians, verse 1, 2 through 7, or chapter 1, verses 2 through 7. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort. Who comfort us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. For the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also aboundeth by Christ. And I believe that's what Christ was talking about when he said, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. And he was also talking to us of this time. Because don't we mourn after Zion? Don't we wish for those things to come? Don't we look forward to the coming of Christ? Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. If you would turn with me to in your Book of Mormon to Alma, page 441. Chapter 17, verses 66, I think. Yeah. Preacheth unto them repentance and faith on the Lord Jesus Christ. Teach them to humble themselves and to be meek and lowly in heart. Teach them to withstand every temptation of the devil. And with their faith on the Lord Jesus Christ, teach them to never be weary of good works, but to be meek and lowly in heart, for such shall find rest to their souls. The only rest that we can truly find to our souls is when we find ourselves in the presence of God, and we come to our end, and we served Him well. And again, would you turn with me to Moroni, chapter 8, page 771, verses 29. And the first fruits of repentance is baptism, and baptism cometh by faith unto the fulfilling the commandments. And the fulfilling of the commandments bringeth remission of sins, and the remission of sins bringing meekness and lowliness of heart. And because of meekness and lowliness of heart cometh the visitation of the Holy Ghost, which comforter filleth with hope and with perfect love, which love endureth by diligence unto prayer, until the end shall come, when all the saints shall dwell with God. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. In the Book of Mormon, 3 Nephi 53, it reads, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled with the Holy Ghost. This morning we witnessed two baptisms, and afterwards they had the laying on of hands for the reception of the Holy Ghost. And after we're baptized and we're part of the body of Christ, we're allowed to take part in the spilt blood in the body of Christ. And if we turn to 3 Nephi chapter 9, 44, we can read what Christ says while he is ministering the sacrament. On page 658. Verse 44. He saith unto him, he that eateth this bread eateth of my body to his soul, and he that drinketh of this wine drinketh of my blood to his soul. And his soul shall never hunger or thirst, but shall be filled. Isaiah 65, verses 8 through 13. I'm going to be looking up a lot of scripture here. Thus saith the Lord, as the new wine is found in the cluster, and one saith, destroy it not, for a blessing is in it, so will I do for my servant's sake, that I may not destroy them all. And I will bring forth a seed out of Jacob and out of Judah, an inheritor of my mountains. And mine elect shall inherit it, and my servant shall dwell there. And Sharon shall be a fold of flocks, and valley of anchor a plain for those herds to lie down in, for my people that have sought me. But ye are they that forsake the Lord, that forgot my holy mountain, that prepare a table for that troop, and that furnish the drink offering unto that number. Therefore I will number you to the sword, and ye shall bow down to the slaughter, because when I called ye, ye did not answer. When I spake, ye did not hear. But did evil before in mine eyes, and did choose that wherein I delight not. Therefore thus saith the Lord God, behold, my servants shall eat, and ye shall be hungry. And behold, my servants shall drink, but ye shall be thirsty. Behold, my servants shall rejoice, but ye shall be ashamed. In verse 9, and I will bring forth a seed out of Jacob. It's talking about Christ. Christ is that seed out of Jacob. And how much better off are we that we would be numbered among those that are his, that we wouldn't be hungry and thirsty. In Isaiah 55, 1 through 6. O everyone that thirsteth, come ye unto the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye and buy and eat. Yea, come and buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, or your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear, and come unto me here, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure miracles of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and a commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou shalt knowest not, and nations that know not thee shall run unto thee, because of the Lord thy God, and for thy Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified me. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God he will abundantly pardon. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. If we skip over in the Sermon on the Mount to Matthew 6, 9 through 15. After this manner pray ye, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For not thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you will forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. And in Matthew 7, verses 1 and 2, judge not that ye be not judged, for with that what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged, and with what measure ye might, it shall be measured unto you. In Alma, page 452, chapter 19, verses 78 to 80. Therefore, my son, see that ye are merciful unto your brethren, deal justly, judge righteously, and do good continually. And if ye do all things, then shall ye receive your reward. Yea, ye shall have mercy restored unto you again, and ye shall have justice restored unto you again. Ye shall have a righteous judgment restored unto you, and ye shall have good reward unto you again. For that which ye do send out, ye shall return unto you again, and be restored. Therefore, the word resurrection more fully condemneth the sinner, and justifieth him not at all. And in Mark chapter 11, verses 25 through 26, and when ye stand praying, forgive if ye have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Turn with me to John, 1 John chapter 3, 1 through 3. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purify himself even as he is pure. Alma, chapter 10, page 349. Verses 1 through 5. Now, as I said concerning the holy order of this high priesthood, there are many which were ordained and became high priests of God. And it was on an account of their exceeding faith and repentance and their righteousness before God, they choosing to repent and work righteousness rather than to perish. Therefore, they were called after this holy order and were sanctified, and their garments were washed white through the blood of the Lamb. And now they, after being sanctified by the Holy Ghost, having their garments made white, being pure and spotless before God, could not look upon sin save it were with abhorrence. I don't have a lot of comments. These scriptures pretty much sum it up as we go through this. If you really think about them. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. In Matthew 5:21 through 26, ye have heard that it was said by them of old, thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. But I say unto you that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment, and whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council, but whosoever shall say, thou fool, shall be in danger of hellfire. Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there rememberest that thy brother have aught against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar, and go thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. Agree with thine adversary quickly, whilst thou art in the way with him, lest at any time the adversary deliver thee to the judge, and the judge deliver thee to the officer, and thou be cast into prison. Verily I say to thee, that thou shalt by no means come out thence until thou hast paid the uttermost farthing. And in Matthew 5:38 through 48, Ye have heard that it hath been said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say unto you that ye resist not evil, but whosoever shall smite thee on thy right cheek, turn to them thine other also. And if any man will sue thee at the law and take away thy coat, let him have thy cloak also. And whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain. Give to him that asketh thee, and from him that would borrow of thee, turn thou not away. Ye have heard that if it hath been said that thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy, but I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them that despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and the unjust. For if ye love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same? And if ye salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do not even the publicans so? Be ye therefore perfect, and as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. In Moroni 7, page 763, verses 3 and 4. Wherefore I would speak unto you that are of the church, that are peaceable followers of Christ, and that have obtained a sufficient hope by which ye can enter into the rest of the Lord. From this time henceforth, until ye shall rest with him in heaven. And now, my brethren, I judge these things of you because of your peaceable walk with the children of men. For I remember the word of God, which saith, by their works ye shall know them, and for their works be good, then they are good also. And in First Peter, chapter 3, 8 through 12, finally, be all ye of one mind, having compassion one of another. Love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous, not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but counterwise blessing, knowing that ye are thereunto called, that ye should inherit a blessing. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refraineth his tongue from evil, and his lips they speak no guile. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil, and all who is that will harm you. And who is he that will harm you, if ye be followers of that which is good? Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuteth they the prophets which were before you. Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost its savour, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and trodden under foot of man. Ye are the light of the world, a city that is cast upon a hill. A city that is set upon a hill cannot be hid, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light to all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. For my closing thoughts, I'd like to go to 3 Nephi chapter 7. Page 645 and verses 24 through 31. And verily, verily, I say unto you that I have other sheep which are not of this land, neither of the land of Jerusalem, neither in any parts of that land round about, whither I have been to minister. For they of which I speak are they which have not as yet heard my voice, neither have I at any time manifested myself unto them. But I have received a commandment of the Father that I should go unto them, and that they shall hear my voice, and shall be numbered among my sheep, and there may be one fold, and one shepherd. Therefore I go to show myself unto them. And I command you that ye shall write these sayings after that I have gone, that if it so be that my people at Jerusalem, they which have seen me and have been with me in my ministry, do not shall be scattered forth upon the face of the earth because of their unbelief, may be brought in or may be brought to a knowledge of me, their Redeemer. And then will I gather them in from the four corners of the earth, and I will fulfill the covenant which the Father hath made unto all the people of the house of Israel. And blessed are the Gentiles because of their belief in me, and in me, and in and of the Holy Ghost, which witnesses unto them of me, of the Father. Behold, because of their belief in me, saith the Father, and because of the unbelief of you, O house of Israel, in the latter day shall the truth come unto the Gentiles, that the fullness of these things shall be made known unto them. If you'd skip to verses 34. And thus commanded the Father that I should say unto you, that day when the Gentiles shall sin against my gospel, and shall reject the fullness of my gospel, and shall be lifted up in pride of their hearts above all nations and above all the people of the whole earth, and shall be filled with all manner of lyings and deceits and of mischiefs and all manner of hypocrisy and murders and priestcrafts and whoredoms and of secret abominations, and if they do all these things and shall reject the fullness of my gospel, behold, saith the Father, I will bring the fullness of my gospel from among them. And then skip over to verse 38 to 41. But if the Gentiles will repent and return unto me, saith the Father, behold, they shall be numbered among my people, O house of Israel. And I will not suffer my people, which are the house of Israel, to go through among them and tread them down. But if they will not turn unto me and hearken unto my voice, I will suffer them, yea, I will suffer my people, O house of Israel, that they shall go through among them and shall tread them down. And they shall be as salt that hath lost its savor, which is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot. O house of Israel, verily, verily, I say unto you, thus hath the Father commanded me, I should give unto this people this land for their inheritance. I wanted to kind of stir up your minds and your thoughts about the Sermon on the Mount, and how important it is to us, and how many things are there and contained, and if we just take the time to study them and research a little bit, how much that's there that's hidden that we can find. And I think it was really important that we have the Sermon on the Mount given to us just as it is, because Christ seen to it that it was recorded in both our Bible and our Book of Mormon, and it was delivered to us in exactly the same way. And I pray that we would all pray and ask for the Holy Ghost to be with us and the Holy Spirit to be on us as we study those things. Thank you.